on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. I have with me the entire crew this evening, Jana and Jen and Mike, and we're back after 3 weeks hiatus.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's tough to get shows coordinated and stuff, and so hopefully we're picking a new recording day night, and hopefully that'll work out for us. So we apologize to those that have been waiting patiently for yet another episode of As Mafia Wars Turns.
But very much appreciate those that have written and actually missed it. So
yeah, me too. I don't think anyone would care.
And since we've been gone the entire 3 weeks, nothing's really changed. Mafia Wars has been piled up by more and more items for us to do, and I don't think we're ever getting a break.
That's a wrap.
No. Yeah, we need to give up on asking for breaks. Yeah. I think we should ask for more stuff, and then they'll go, oh, they want more. Let's give them less.
Yeah, that reverse psychology. Unfortunately, I think if we actually asked for more, they'd give us more.
Oh.
I believe so that, too.
If we beg for more limited time properties,
you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Yep. So, I don't know. I don't know.
I guess if they're paying people to do it all, I mean, they could save so much money by just not doing so much.
Right.
And we would be happier. So it would be like a win-win.
That's what I keep thinking.
You would surely think so. But, wah-wah. We do have the luck of the Irish with their... I hadn't seen Cole in a while. That's Cole, right?
Yeah.
I think. Hadn't seen him in a while, have we?
No. What was his name in the game? Captain Jack.
I can't remember.
Leto. Yeah, it was...
Does he still work there?
I don't know. If he does, it's probably not Mafia Wars anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, so... There's that. It's St. Patrick's Day today as we record.
That's all we got.
Yeah, so, yeah, I guess that's it. We did, once upon a time, did a St. Paddy's Day mock.
I know, I wrote about that on my blog the other day.
I missed it.
Well, I was just kind of going through what they've done in previous years for Thanksgiving, and since that was a Zynga-sponsored war.
Yeah, they did. They did help us. Well, help us. They did pretend to help us a little on that one.
Well,
they gave us some stuff.
Yeah, and they published it on their blog. But that was when I was writing for their blog, so I don't know if that would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things were so different then. Very, very different. They seemed to care a little bit more about what the community thought then, and that changed a lot.
Yeah, there was much more community involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what really got me thinking?
What?
They had this thing on the Mafia Wars fan page, and it's just a contest, and it said Mobster of the Month. And so I looked at the image, and I was like, oh, cool, they're going to, you know, we can nominate people. So... you know, the people in the clans and the families that might not get so much exposure might get some recognition for their hard work.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's a good idea. And then I read it and it was like, they want you to say who your favorite boss is.
So, really?
Yeah.
It's the one I kill.
Yeah.
So whoever the mobster of the month is going to be, it's just going to be a non-player character. And to me, it would seem they would get so much more out of it. You know, if you were in a family and your godfather or just even one of your players was mobster of the month, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would, you know, it would make that person want to play more, their family members. You know, I remember when Mike had, you know, the MIG tattoo was featured.
He was a boss, wasn't he?
But and that kind of sparked interest on him and his family. It was pretty cool. It was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not everyone, but many people, like, they know us from, you know, Spotcomb, this show. I would rather it be people you never heard of.
Right.
You know, nominate your favorite Godfather or whatever. And I think that would do a lot for the game.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that. We said that they, you know, one of the recommendations a long time ago was to get more real people in the game. You know, that, and it was great that they did Mike, but, you know, how many other bosses?
Mike's not real.
Well, yeah, but how many other bosses are out there in the game that are really related to an actual live Mafia Wars player? And if they are out there, we don't even know it, which I think is disappointing. I think that they should do more players, you know, in that role. I mean, many people have signed away the digital rights to be able to do that. I mean, Janna was in there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're still in there for perpetuity as long as people have that, those characters, but I mean, those item loot items. But I think that just adds another dynamic to the game that shows that they, you know, the community is involved.
I want a new outfit. I think I need an update.
Maybe they'll resurrect you
on your loot item.
Miss, yeah. 80, Miss Pack 80s is back.
Yeah. Update. Well, another funny thing, too, we got these crates called Invincible crates, and they're like fighters and stuff. And they had a guy, and he had a UFC logo on his glove or whatever. Mike, what are the gloves called that they fight with in the UFC?
Gloves?
Yeah, gloves.
And don't they have a special name?
Smaller, like, gloves.
Fighting gloves or something.
The Gatling gloves.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Grappling.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how can they use that? Because they'd probably have to have permission from the UFC. But then when they released the glove, it magically disappeared.
Like, it magically disappeared on the St. Patrick's Day.
But I was thinking, instead of trying to decorate their loot with, you know, logos they shouldn't even be using, why not put a family logo on there? Then everyone in that family would want to buy it. Like everyone, you know, with Janna. When Janna was on the loot, we had a lot more people posting they bought it. They were buying crates like crazy to try to get Janna's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's another opportunity. And it wouldn't have to be our families, although that would be cool. But, you know, any family.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good families, like the Foxhole, or families you don't hear of very often.
Right.
Why not put their logo on something on a loot item? Well, then there's some business you got right there, in addition to what you would normally get on
loot. Or just take the winner from one of these events, or each of these events, and put it on something each time.
Yeah.
You know,
just so the winners of all the events are like such heavy script users, and people get kind of upset over that.
A lot of hate there.
Or I don't know if it's hate, but, you know, they complain and stuff. Not obviously not the people using scripts, because we all understand each other and nobody is like, oh my God, he's using a script. Well, I am too. I'm just not as good with it, I guess.
Right.
Or however your account's built. If your account can serial level, then you do.
My account's just not built like that. My account was never built like that. I've never had the kind of energy you guys can run like that. I can't. But, you know, that's just the way it is.
And maybe even these events, if they would incorporate the community in the events, we might not hate them so much or complain about them. You'd be like, oh, maybe the next one my family will be on it. Mm-hmm. Or my friend's family's on this one. Cool, I'm going to play it.
True. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even see the group I play with doing anything. I'm like, lead everything. That's so sad. When I'm the leader of everything. Oh, God. Yeah.
You should get in a more active family, Janna.
I know. I'm looking around. You know, I don't think they want me back. That's the sad thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'll sit on until they take you back.
I'd invite you to be a Spock, but we actually filled up the entire team.
No, you know, my days of MIG are so different. And that was one thing I was going to talk about tonight, too, is that a long time ago in MIG, when I first came in, like the same week I came in, a guy came in and he passed away this last week. And Mike made up some pictures, and a lot of MIG are wearing them this week, but he was MIG's The Undertaker, and he made the game so much fun for us. And I just think of all of the fun times that we used to have back when it was more of a social game for me. And I was thinking about just like how different it is, and how it's just changed so much for me and for, I think, so many people, not just me. And you guys didn't play socially as much until the family module came in. But Mike knows how you like to...
We did before that. It was back when we actually did the mocks and things like
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where it became more...
start to know people, and I don't know. He was one of those guys that was just had a great sense of humor and was just Canadian. It was just funny and just, you know, just made you laugh, and some funny drive-bys, and we would do themes. And actually, he was the night that back when we were doing when we were still working with Ed and working on the Mafia for Maddie, we had from a night before when we had gone on a drive-by and we were all doing superheroes. And I think back to a night like that when we all put on, like, I was Wonder Woman, and Jacqueline, I think, was like Catwoman, and he was like Batman. And I was thinking of all the different characters people were, and that's kind of what inspired the Mafia for Maddie's superhero event.
No, I'm Batman.
Was everybody was superheroes, remember? And I was just thinking of different times that was just kind of things like that in the game that were so much fun, and things like that just aren't part of my game anymore. And you just think about people that just come and go in your game, and kind of what made it, like, I don't know, relationships that you build, and I don't know, it was kind of hard, sad to see, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike knew him too, and Chester actually was close with him, actually all of MIG, and yeah, it's just sad, really, really hard to see people go, but actually I think of all the people I've known in Mafia Wars, he's probably the person I probably got to know the best that I just knew through Mafia Wars, and people that you know in your real life don't really understand, like, connections you make like that with people, and anyway, so I won't be a downer, but I did want to show some love there for my friend Carrie. So,
that's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. He died of pancreatic cancer. So, people should make sure you're getting well checks and stuff. I hate being a downer, but he was a really fun Mafia War player, and I think people that played from the beginning of the game all knew him. So, it was, you know, fun times. I think a lot of fun memories. I like people that come into your life like that and leave like a fun kind of nice mark, you know?
Yep.
So say something fun now and make me happy.
Crickets.
Mike, you were going to say something, weren't you?
No.
No. No.
Was I supposed to?
Thank you, though. Yeah. Mike made nice pictures for everybody, so thank you.
Yeah, I saw him on his wall. That was nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. So, yeah. So, anyway, I tried to get Chester to come on, but being the Irish man that he is, I'm pretty sure he's knee-deep in Guinness.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Mike is here and not out getting drunk.
I'm sure he's on his way.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. You clarified that he was out getting drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I was just in getting drunk.
That's right. Yeah.
It's still early.
We're going to have an intervention.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Where's it going to be held at, Jana? Denver again?
I'm afraid it's probably going to have to be in one of your bars.
Oh my God, I was looking at Mike's wall the other day.
It's insane.
Oh, no.
There must be like 20 bars on his wall, and all in the same day. You know when you go to Facebook places and check in? Go look at his wall. It's hilarious.
So Mike's doing like that whole World's End tour?
Yeah, like how do you even ride a motorcycle after all those bars? Are you ordering Shirley Temples?
No.
I don't drink it.
He's just double fisting. He needs an intervention.
I saw the first two and I was like, oh wow, he's been drinking. And I'm scrolling and scrolling and I'm like, holy crap.
I just want you to hire yourself a driver. Like driving Miss Daisy or something. I don't know.
Driving Miss Mike.
Driving Mr. Mike.
On A&E next Tuesday.
Mr. Mike, oh my God, that'd be hilarious. Mr. Mike, Mr. Mike. Driving Mr. Mike.
Mike should be on Hype Dynasty.
He should be on, like, Driving Mr. Mike.
Moonshiners.
Yes, Pete.
Moonshiners would be pretty good for you. It's all legal now, right? No?
No. It's only illegal if you get caught.
Probably in Colorado.
Then how do the guys on that? You don't take kindly that kind of thing.
If they can get tax revenue from it, they probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's a lot of tax dollars to be made. It'd be the richest state in the country.
That's right. Put up a big wall around your place so that people can't come in.
Oh, hell yeah. Looking good. Or green. I don't know.
Yep.
Woo. Hmm. So, anything else we need to share tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And they really have made people upset with the limited time mission. Like, if you do the math, the amount of time you have to just wait for the next task is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It's more like, I think we added it up and it came up to like 12 or 13 days. And the missions are only 15 days. So it's like, and that's for the person who's getting it every second. The timer's expired.
Now, hold on. Ain't it just 15 days for VIP?
Well, VIPs get 17 days.
Oh, okay.
But still, you know, normally when I do the walkthroughs, I'll spend like maybe like 50 to 100 reward points because I'll do most of it myself. And then for this one, it was just, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to run out. I'm not buying more. And I had exactly enough to do it. And it was just, I said, oh, this is not going to be good. I was hoping they were going to change it because we did that one time. The wait times were more than the time of the mission. And, you know, we spelled it out in a chart. And then they changed it. They reverted it all back and gave people refunds that, you know, for the difference of what they spent, what they could have spent after the change. So we're hoping they do that, but I wouldn't hold my breath. It would be easier for them to just do a 10-day timer extension.
I still don't even get why it needs to go that long. Why do you have to constantly be waiting on something in the game to do it?
Yeah, not, just get it over with.
Why not give us some pretty decent, you know, things that we have to accomplish, like fighting and jobbing and robbing and all the rest of it, and get away from this crafting four items every, you know, whatever, and stupid waiting on building
just let
something
you go with it
somewhere. Yeah, makes me mad.
And didn't they ask us, like, oh, I don't know if we yeah, we can talk about this because it's not saying anything specific, but didn't they ask us like what we thought of missions and they wanted to make them more fun? Or am I hallucinating?
No, they asked and us that, lots of things, but that's they don't weird. Listen
I don't recall anyone saying, could you please make sure there's more wait time tasks?
A form of reverse psychology.
And make it so that if we miss a day worth of playing that we don't have a shot at getting it or, you know, whatever.
Well, you will with this mission if you can't be online one of the days or, you know, and a lot of people, the ones that aren't listening to podcasts or reading fan pages or a part of a community like that, a lot of people
what?
Just...
People that's not true. Listening to the podcast.
Well, yeah,
we just haven't been here.
Well, that's true.
But I mean, people that don't take the game as passionately as we do.
Right.
You know, there's so many that are just coming on once or twice a day, and that's a larger chunk of the player base now. And I don't know how this will affect them, like if they even care if they don't finish something.
You just have to get to the point where you don't care or you're going to quit. You have to loosen up and not be so OCD about it.
I don't care.
You know, and they jacked up with the limited time properties. It used to be when you got your, when you upgraded, you could make a post and three people could get a part from the post, or it might be five. I forgot. But you could post as many of those as you wanted. And that's been going on for like two plus some years, however long these properties have been out. And they changed it on the last one. So everyone gets one post per upgrade. Well, what that did is it depleted the pool of those posts from the news feeds and they became impossible to get. So this last limited time property was really hard.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Yeah. There it was.
You couldn't count on those parts from the feeds, and that was a big chunk of it. You could get like 200 and something from the feeds for the duration of the event, and you need 471 to upgrade. Well, that was over half the available parts you could get.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had to use the VIP timer this time, the extra 5 days. Usually I was finished like 5 days before.
Oh, you're just a slacker. I went to New Orleans and got it done.
Yeah.
Hey, I found myself missing the opportunities to click on those extra buttons and loot Richie's stash again.
Oh, no.
Until I have
easy
created...
to forget.
I have created items in my checklist that now does it, so then I won't forget.
Ah, you're very sneaky.
Very sneaky.
Aha. You've screwed that event up too many times.
Oh, I know.
Happened again.
It's about time you build something.
That's right.
But you know what should make you feel good? The two times that you royally screwed it up and didn't get all the loot, guess what? All that loot's obsolete now.
That's so absolutely right. So I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this information is a little outdated now, obviously, because we haven't recorded in a while, but we got that new Killer Instinct event.
Yeah.
Which I'm not all that thrilled about. But anyway, Spartacus actually did a good job of handling that event, obviously, and it got some stuff added to it to be able to track those crests a little bit. So, anyway, that's that.
You know,
I wish they would take that banner out of the homepage when you finish it.
Yeah.
No, I like the banners to stay the whole time. Because I like to look at it and say, I did it.
Oh. I'm, yay, gold star.
Go team. Two double gold stars so and a ruby go. Mastery.
Yay. The harder events, when they take them away, it's just like, well, I want to look at it and see my stars and checks.
Ah, they should give you a hide button then.
Oh, so, there is a hide button.
Well, true, but they should give you a hide Spot button, poke. Not us giving them a hide button.
But you know what's interesting about the Killer Instinct event? It's a way to earn crests, but private arenas don't count. And for many of these crest events, private arenas were what people were using to get a lot of crests, mm-hmm. or just get the crests they needed for the event. And so I have a feeling that from now here on out, we probably won't see the old type of crests events. Because it was too easy to just set up a script with minis and private
right.
arenas.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, like, in the next family type events to see. But even on the individual events, you still see the same players up on top, but they're strong players, so they're going to do better in the arenas.
Right.
In the public arenas.
Well, I was really challenging myself to decide whether or not I was even going to do this event because I didn't want to find myself in the arena getting screwed again on the next other event. So I did it, but I'm going to regret it. I know it because I'll probably have some stupid high score in one thing that I'll never be able to achieve again.
Well, actually, it's in the old crest. Well, with the arena supremacy, it's better to do 500 arenas because you can get a higher score. And a better strategy for the Killer Instinct is to do the 100 arenas because you get more opportunities per your stamina to
right.
kill people.
Right.
Right.
And it's all about killing people. It doesn't matter where you place.
It's always been about the killing.
It's all about the killing.
But it's more focused on the killing.
Yeah.
The other ones just strictly went by placement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hmm.
Although I am finding this parking is working really well.
I love park mode. It's just stress-free, and you're like, okay, let me just collect all my family progression.
Y'all are on vacation.
No, seriously, I'm almost back down to 2.0 something.
I'm getting there. I think I'm almost.
I don't think that's what it is, but I think I'm 2.2 or 2.0. I don't know. Now I need to look. But I was getting down there. I was starting my trek back down.
I'm at 2.29 now. 2.29. And that's from parking a lot. Mike showed me how to park and explain. Just keep building and try not to level.
I'm at 2.198.
Wow.
I'm on my downward spiral. Yep.
Just got to watch how you play. I serial level and level all day long, and I still got a 2.16.
Wow.
2.16?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'll get there. I want to get back down to 2.0. That's my goal now. So I'm going
to... It's good to have goals.
That's right. So I'm going to pace myself.
As long as that's not your GPA goal.
No. Nope. So what else we got going on?
I think a property came and went between shows.
Yes, the printing press.
Oh, yeah.
The printing press.
It's actually still going on.
For VIPs,
that is true.
It's over for...
Yeah, it's gone for me. I am not very important.
I'm in daily fix trouble. I might end up getting... I missed like 5 days.
Oh, no. You better... Keep
did
on.
I? 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're not
five.
Acting very important.
I did miss.
I missed two, and it's still, but it will not bug me anymore till those X's fall off the grid.
Yeah. I don't even know how I miss them. I usually do pay attention for that, so it must have been.
I try to do it like first thing when I play. I do that task right away, and
I was traveling or something.
Yeah, I've been a lot busier in real life, so I haven't. Oh. A lot of times when I come on to play, I can only do so much, and if I forget.
You get busy.
That'll do it.
Yep. Everybody's been so busy, except Mike. Well, he's been very busy, but
I'm sure he has all the green checks. Who are we kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you know, my little X's came in handy because when the time changed to Pacific Daylight Time, the daily fix, the timer reset, but they never gave us a new task. And I was able to show from my exes that you actually got credit for doing it that day if you did it the previous day, but you just didn't get to collect any rewards.
Oh.
And if it weren't for my exes, I wouldn't have been able to show that. So now I'm thinking of maybe having one or two a cycle.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very How far cool. are you on the challenge mission?
Me?
Everybody.
Oh. I'm waiting for the third chapter to unlock.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too.
On the challenge mission?
I like the challenge missions because they give you enough time and the items aren't that impossible to get. And you can usually get them all, like, within a couple hours, or, you know, your first few hours of playing. And if you just... If you don't go balls out and make your job heat meter red, mm-hmm. then you can usually master it without problems.
Yep.
But now that we said that, they're going to find a way to change that.
Way to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting. Okay. It takes me so long to even figure out what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, the challenge mission.
Las Vegas.
Waiting. There's so many things going on, and it's so easy to forget about them if you don't flip through your module.
I know. God, I hate that.
Well, that's the part that does get to me, because it's like, I almost wish they had, not the modules across the top, but I almost wish they had some kind of list down the side of what
the active events
or something, because, yeah, for that reason, we just don't know what's going on necessarily, and that always ends up causing some issues. It's like I didn't pay enough attention. Richie's stash starting back up, and I gotta go collect more stuff. So
I don't think I noticed the day of either. And yeah,
well, even if you know it's there, you forget. Like if it's buried in like module 9 or 10, and you're busy, you just don't remember.
Nope.
And it used to be, like, when there was an event. That's all there was. And you knew about it. It was part of your, you know, you'd wake up, oh yeah, I want to go do this. I wonder if they're going to do something for April Fool's. Well, yeah, they'll give us a marketplace promotion.
They used to try to at least be
their
funny.
Collectible stat cards.
Once they tried to be funny.
I don't think they care anymore. They just want people to spend money.
I know.
Which maybe they would spend more if they were having more fun and didn't feel
it's
like...
Some thought into it. Yeah, make it fun again. Damn
That's
it.
The thing. I mean, you know, I was just telling my brother about this tonight. I was talking about the game and talked about, you know, how some people over the years have spent tremendous amounts of money with it. And I said, you know, the key was that they spent money on it because it was entertainment. The minute it was no longer entertainment and fun, then people walked away from it. And, you know, the belief that you're always just going to replace, you know, for every one person that leaves, you're amazingly going to appear three new people, you know, is obviously not proving all that true.
No.
So you have that to contend with. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, where's the entertainment value if it's being made into chores and you feel like you're missing, you know, six things when you haven't been on in a couple of days? You know, and that's something that they have to really think through. How do they resurrect that? And then we'll figure out from there, you know.
I don't think they ever will, honestly. It's gotten progressively worse ever since it left San Francisco.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And do they care? That's what a lot of people wonder. Like, are they trying to make people quit?
It feels like it. It feels like it.
Yes, it does.
I just think they're trying too hard to make money.
See, and that's the, and that's again.
I think they would make more. Like, yeah, they would make more if they would lessen it up.
Charge $10 a month for your what do you call it thing?
VIP
or $12 a month, whatever. You know, and I guarantee you, you'd sell twice as many memberships, and at the end, you'd probably end up making even more money out of the whole deal than what you're making now at the $24.95 per month.
So, definitely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like to be hustled.
No.
I did send them an invitation to come on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And did they say okay?
No.
Wait a minute. We have to pass it through legal.
That's what I figured.
And legal said you're evil, so we're not letting them to come on your show.
I told them we were bored.
Yeah.
Hold on. You didn't get a response yet, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Give it a couple
weeks. But it is someone I get responses from typically, and had just that day. They just stopped responding when I asked.
And then they'll go, oh, I didn't see that inbox or that email. It was lost in my inbox.
No, it was Skype, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so I can already tell it was red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. You would think they'd try to promote the game more.
I put it back out there, so yeah. Give them the opportunity again. I like to throw it out there every now and then. Just for laughs, because I know that's all it is.
Well, and we had them on the show before, and I don't think our listeners were any different than normal. So I don't even know if that would do anything.
Exactly.
It would be good for our people that do listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that they were doing better for themselves when they had people communicating.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just my theory. Even when they tried to do their Mafia Wars Live, you know, it was an attempt. But,
yeah, I forgot about Mafia Wars.
I forgot about that too.
Don't you remember? They attempted to be us for a while.
And I remembered us making huge fun of it. Mafia Wars Lies.
Yeah, lies. Mafia Wars Lies. It was entertaining for a second. We got some good screenshots off it for Jen's blog.
Yeah. And I remember they would, like, give little shout-outs to, like, or say something good about Spotcomb.
They would occasionally talk about us or something.
And we would all say, Zynga's approving scripts. Look, on Mafia Wars Live. They probably got in trouble for that.
Probably. Probably, yeah, the plug got pulled.
That's why
on
they'll
it.
Never come back on the show.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know.
So, okay, no show would be complete without some Walking Dead
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert. It was so good.
That girl lost her mind.
Oh, my God. Oh,
well,
my.
She was, we knew she was a nutcase before, but dang.
But now you know more.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think she was that nutty to kill her own sister.
No, that's too much of a spoiler.
Mike, that's like super spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Hey, if they ain't watched it from Sunday till when this airs, they got issues.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
They're not a
right
Walking
away.
Dead fan.
Well, that's true.
That was intense, though. That was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Our DVR went out right at that time, but I have a backup for that show on our other DVR, so we had to relocate to finish watching it.
When in doubt, we go to the backup of the backup DVR.
Oh, my God. Wow. It was pretty intense. Wow.
Yeah.
I was a little bit shocked by the whole thing. I read something today. I'm like, wow, the Walking Dead directors really hate little girls.
Actually, they must be trying to compete with the Game of Thrones.
Do they hate little girls too?
Well, they hate everybody on the
well, in
Game
the book,
of Thrones.
There's some little girl stuff that happens.
Oh.
But I can't say, I won't do a super spoiler alert.
Well, it's like been my- done unless he's going to fix it.
No, not that bad.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Anyway. So intense. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and so there's only two more until we have to take a break again. So
and then we'll have to wait like a whole year or...
No, not that long. Months.
No, yeah. So those of you that hate us for talking about it, there you go.
Well, no, because then Game of Thrones will be back on. So then we can talk about that.
Yeah, I haven't caught up to y'all on that, so.
Well, I wanted to see Tyrese kill Carol is what I wanted to see.
I knew he wouldn't.
I didn't think he would either, but I figured he would have figured it out right when she had the courage to do that or the nerve or whatever it was. I don't know. If he figured, you know, she could do that, then she could do the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intense. I loved it. I love the show, but that was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
That was really hardcore.
Yep.
Wow. So anybody got a shout out?
I'm just going to give a shout out to all the fans. Thanks for hanging with us, and we'll try to do better. We really enjoy doing this. It's just we've had scheduling issues, and I've been traveling, and now I'm back. And so, yeah, we'll get back on track here and start whipping these shows back out in a timely fashion.
Yeah, we just had to do some scheduling and it's spring breakish kind of time.
Yep.
Yeah. So Jen, you got a shout out?
Yeah, my shout out is to Robert Morse, and he sent me a really nice, well, first he asked on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady fan page, like, where's the podcast? I'm going through withdrawals. And I, you know, said sorry. And then he sent me a inbox saying he's a big fan, and he said to say hi to Pete and Jana and Mike. And
well, hello there, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, we're always surprised when, you know.
When we have listeners, it's amazing.
Yeah, when someone realized that we didn't do it. Yeah, so he was just really, said a lot of nice things.
Yeah, that's
he's
so
one
nice.
Of the admins in the script mod room too, so his sweet side doesn't always show.
Oh, that's nice.
If you break the rules.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, you know.
Somebody's got to be a hard ass.
Yeah. You know. That's very nice though for him to say. So thank you. Yep. Mike, do you have a shout out?
I'll just give one to Stacy for all the touring and everything that in Mardi
Gras.
Is she
the one that gave you the redneck beads? I mean the Confederate flag beads. That's what I meant. I'm from the South. It's cool. But right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you have to flash her to get the beads?
I don't
he
remember half of Mardi Gras, so
from what I hear. Oh, wow.
I don't recall half of it. So
as long as you don't throw up on her or go to jail.
He probably wouldn't have. Oh, God.
He's silent, so one of the two must have happened.
No.
I will leave the rest to your imagination. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to the North Pole there over there. Everybody over there had so much nice things to say. I would give a list of names, but I would be here another 30 minutes. But Jamie Adkins over there and everybody said so many nice things, and they've all been missing the show too. And I promised like a week ago that we were doing a show, and I've not been avoiding them, but I've been embarrassed that I promised we were doing a show other night. We didn't. So apologies. And here we go. We did a show. So yay us. We actually came together for a night. So happy St. Patrick's Day, belated.
Yes.
And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want to ride.